welcome to Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut. I'm your host, Alan Watts. Our guest today on the program, Dr. Kirsten Wise, plant pathologist with the University of Kentucky College of Agriculture. She talks about southern corn rust that was recently discovered in two Kentucky cornfields.
We confirmed southern rust of corn in a couple different counties in western Kentucky, in both Caldwell and Davis County. And we have a few probable samples from other counties in western Kentucky that we're going to be trying to diagnose this week. And so it's here, it's in western Kentucky, and now we just sort of need to pay attention and see if we need to manage it.
You know, the year we've had, the wet weather, especially here in the month of June, July, is probably favorable for it, isn't it?
Yes. So this particular rust fungus likes hot, humid weather and moisture. And so we've had plenty of heat and humidity, and the moisture's sort of been the hit or miss part, but there's areas of western Kentucky that have gotten frequent moisture, and those are going to be the pockets that we really need to be looking.
So for farmers out there who may not have noticed it yet, what do they need to be looking for here over the next couple of weeks or so?
Yes, so we're really advocating scouting, because the finds that we have are just a few pustules on a leaf here and there, so it's at very low incidence right now. But we want to make sure farmers are out there and they're looking for these sort of orange or rusty colored pustules on the upper surface of the corn leaf. Now, we have another rust disease on corn called common rust that we are pretty easily able to find out in fields. And so if you're out there and you're seeing something that looks a little rusty or dusty with these pustules on corn leaves and you're not sure if you have southern rust or common rust, you can always take those leaves in to your county agent and get a sample submitted to our plant disease diagnostic lab, and then you'll know for sure what disease you have.
For folks who may or may not know how to deal with this, what's the best way to deal with southern rust?
Whether or not we need to spray a fungicide is going to depend on the growth stage of corn when southern rust is found in a field. And all of our research shows that between tasseling and milk stages is when we might want to apply a fungicide to protect against southern rust if we have some high-yielding corn. Now, corn, and there are some pockets in the state where corn is at milk stage or later, and so those you might not need a fungicide to manage the disease at that point in time, but if you have corn that's in that tasseling to milk stage, that would be sort of, you know, go out, scout, see if you have it, and then you can make a decision on if you need a fungicide application.
So for folks who may not know, well, how much damage can this do to the corn crop if it hits at the right time, or maybe the wrong time, I guess I should say?
Well, it's all going to depend on the weather. Almost always see southern rust come into Kentucky about mid-July, but the last few years it hasn't been that bad because we've had hot, dry weather in late July through August, and that really slows down the development of the disease. So we haven't been seeing a lot of yield loss from it over the last couple of years. But if we get, you know, humidity and a lot of moisture, this disease can really take off, and we can see some yield loss, and in some years that can be significant. And so, again, we just really advocate scouting, knowing where the disease is, making sure you know what growth stage your corn is, and then paying attention to the weather to help you determine whether or not you need the fungicide application to manage it.
While we're talking, has the weather this year, has it contributed to any other problems you've seen out there, Dr. Wise?
Well, we have seen some other foliar diseases start to build up in the lower canopy over the last few weeks as we've gotten these more hit-or-miss rains. But overall, until the southern rust find, I mean, corn has looked really great from the disease perspective. There's a lot of pockets that have very low foliar disease pressure, and lots of good-looking, high-yielding fields out there if they're able to get those rains. And so overall, it's been really good news, and this is one that I don't think it's going to, you know, it's nothing to be really worried about. It's just something we need to be paying attention to, scouting, knowing what your growth stage of your corn is, and then it's a very manageable disease.
Our guest today on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, University of Kentucky Extension Plant Pathologist Dr. Kirsten Wise. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.